Hey, this is Jonathan with PUASpots.com. This podcast is on the subject of Berlin versus Medellin. That's right. It's not pronounced Medellin or however they said it in Entourage. It's pronounced Medellin or any other traditional gender bastion. So this podcast going to be a little bit more maybe manosphere appropriate content. After years of living in the supposed pickup Shangri-La of Medellin, Colombia, I made a big move to Berlin, Germany, a city that is supposedly on the forefront of the decline of Western society. Yes, it's going to be that kind of podcast. According to the Manosphere, it's the heart of the beast of European progressivism and feminism. I wrote on Facebook, the liberal hipster culture of the city is very politically correct, but at the same time, blasé and apathetic. I haven't found many people I could really connect intellectually with. As far as the fair sex, it's a pretty diverse city with a ton of immigrants, so you could definitely taste the rainbow here. However, Berlin is all about the not giving a fuck attitude, especially amongst young people, which means women are not very feminine in appearance or behavior. Why have all sorts of philosophical objections to Western society going in this direction? It certainly creates an environment more conducive to practicing pickup and seduction. And I, of course, include my map of the PUA spots around Berlin. Check it out if you're going to be there. So I'll contrast Berlin to Medellin. There's a bias amongst PUAs and Manosphere types to complain about how it's so tough to do pickup in their city, how women in their city are leading the decline of femininity. Predictably, I heard this bias from some of my wingmen in Berlin. Overall, though, I think it's a great place to practice game. Berlin is a big, cold, multicultural city, imbuing the social anonymity that is conducive to seduction and casual relationships. You'll also meet a lot of small town girls hailing from all over Europe who have recently moved to big bustling Berlin for work or school. If I return to Berlin, I may focus only on day game. With its excellent public transportation system, it's a pretty good day game city. Honestly, if I took half the time I spent at clubs and beer gardens and devoted that time to cold approaching commuters, shoppers, and girls lackadaisically strolling Alexanderplatz, I would have made a whole lot more progress in game in my time there. So I encourage you to get into day game if you are going to be spending some serious time in Berlin. It really is better than just hours and hours and hours spent in those ridiculous electronica clubs that are there. I visited quite a few of them, and I just did not find that they lived up to the hype. In Berlin, a daily experience would be seeing a person walking down the street and thinking, that's a man. No, it's a woman. But look at the hands and face. It has to be a man. But look at the legs. Has to be a woman. This is a big contrast to a place like Medellin, of course, with traditional gender roles. Whereas in Medellin, you'll see several veritable Latina Kim Kardashians walk by a major intersection or thoroughfare in the course of just a few minutes. In Berlin, you'll need to put in some actual legwork. Let the scarcity of approachable, attractive girls motivate you to overcome the approach anxiety. In South America, everyone is just a little Catholic. The girls you go out to party with will act like degenerate strippers from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. and then at 3 a.m. transform back into good Catholic girls, whereas in Germany, Christian values of abstinence are dead. Berlin is one of the slut pride capitals of the world, which, let's be honest, is good for pickup. German and European guys, okay, huge generalization coming, are pretty wimpy about approaching women. I remember reading a blog post by a relatively attractive female travel blogger who was surprised at not being approached while clubbing in Berlin. I wish I could remember who wrote that article. I would link to it, give her a retweet. I'm sure she'd appreciate the attention. Okay, gaming in la noche in Colombia. The constant challenge is big mixed sets with aggressive, drunk Latino guys blowing their paychecks on shitty liquor to hopefully get the girls to make the bad decisions that they'll need to say 10 Hail Marys for once their hangovers wear off. Contrast that to approachable 2 and 3 sets which abound in Berlin, small groups of girls out spending their own money and trying to have some fun with a friend or two and being social. In Berlin, girls live alone or with flatmates, as opposed to the perma niñas of South America who live with their judgmental Catholic parents until their mid-30s, which is a major logistical challenge for me multiple times. So in Berlin, that is an advantage, definitely. Chalk one up for Berlin. Everyone speaks English. You don't need to learn a second language to meet girls. In South America, even in the most touristy nightlife zones, only 15 to 20% of the girls speak English. Unless you have really advanced game, you are going to struggle if you don't speak Spanish. It really was time-consuming getting fluent in Spanish, and it's nice to be able to commit this time elsewhere. Here in Europe, you'll hear a lot of people, there's actually quite a debate as to whether you need to learn the language of a girl to game her. And I will just say, in Colombia, I saw gringo after gringo failing to get places with girls because they didn't speak Spanish. So I'm willing to accept that the guys with really great game, that those guys can make it happen. In fact, I actually saw some of those guys make it happen without speaking hardly a lick of Spanish. But unless you're really advanced, it's kind of going to make a difference. German girls are a little tough to physically escalate on. There's a stark contrast between Colombianas, who will dry hump you on the dance floor 30 seconds after you meeting you, and the Mädchen, who prefer to awkwardly dance half a meter away from you. I still smirk at the feisty German girl who got offended by me kissing her hand when I introduced myself. And this was in the middle of a witty, flirtatious conversation. She was just really bothered that I'd be so forward as to kiss the back of her hand. All this makes Berlin, in my view, a good place to get laid, but a poor place to find a serious relationship. If I was a German guy committed to living in Berlin, looking for a meaningful relationship, I would cold approach the exotic Vietnamese or Eastern European girls strolling the Platz, looking sexy in their heels and skirts.
It's a beautiful morning here in Sofia, and I wanted to add a few more thoughts to this one. German guys, I feel your pain there. You are probably thinking about pursuing foreign women. If you're looking for beauty and femininity, yeah, you're probably thinking a whole lot about foreign women. Maybe going to Eastern Europe, going to Southeast Asia, yeah, you're probably considering those sorts of options to find the femininity that you yearn for. And that does work. There sure are a whole lot of German guys that I've met over the years that ended up married, or they ended up with beautiful like Ukrainian girlfriends or Polish. And that's an option. But there's a lot of actually downsides to this. There's a lot of pitfalls to this. Every year, there's like thousands and thousands of men, including German men, that fly out to Thailand, Colombia, Eastern Europe, looking for love. And then they end up, because of their own naivete, and let's be honest, Germans can be a bit naive, they end up screwed, and they end up merely with their own dick in their hands. Or they might make some bad choices with the women that they do commit to. Yeah, not all of those women are really good. There's some blenders, as I call them, in those parts of the world as well. I have a book which is called Don't Stick Your Dick in a Blender: How to Find a Nice Girl Instead from a Tantric Husband with a Better Sex Life Than You. That would be me. And in this book, I get really granular. As a German, you will appreciate how detailed and specific I get about how to court, seduce, and ultimately marry, if that's what you want, an exotic foreign woman. And how to do that the right way, and how to not waste a bunch of time and money and heartbreak and all that pursuing that. So you are going to want to check out my book, because if you're thinking about, oh yeah, I'm going to go to Colombia and join dating apps, or I'll go on the internet and I'll talk to women on the internet and find a foreign lady on the internet that I click with, and then fly out to her country, or maybe fly her to Germany. Yeah. That's going to be a big, big, big waste of time and money. There's a whole lot smarter ways to go about doing this. There's like a systematized way to going about doing this, which you should appreciate as a German guy. So yeah, my book, and specifically the chapter, there's a large chapter on dating exotic foreign women and marrying them. If you want, that alone is worth a read. So I hope that you do check out that book. Colombian guys, please use a condom. Please use a condom, guys. There are way too many single mothers running around your country already. So use a condom. Also, as Colombian guys, you already know that like a lot of Colombian women are disasters. A lot of them are predatory. A lot of them are criminals. A lot of them are not virtuous. And so if you're looking for a good woman there, you need to have some particular standards. And there is, in my book, I break down, I itemize a number of standards of what you should look for. I've got some red flags. Some of them are like the obvious ones, like being a single mother that you already know about, but some of them are not so obvious. And I've got those itemized in my book. So yeah, that's going to be worth your while to pick from all those beautiful women there, and pick the ones that are beautiful on the insides as well. Oh, and one final thing for the German guys. Perhaps you want to preserve the German race by getting with German women. Good on you. We need more of you doing that to keep the German race alive. And I have a chapter in the book which is called Choose Youth and Yen Over Beauty. And in this chapter, I don't say that like you have to go and get with an ugly lady, but I have a nuanced point in there about how beauty is something that is often faked. And it is something that women can cultivate when they are properly inspired. And when you choose selectively, and you choose a woman with what I call good yin energy, and I define that a whole lot more in the book, when you choose a woman like that, and she's usually going to be younger, you have a much greater chance of long-term happiness with her. So if you are going to go with a German lady, German ladies with good yin energy are pretty rare, as you probably already have suspected. But this is important. And if you can aim for younger women, I'm not talking about doing anything illegal or wildly inappropriate, but if you can prioritize youth and what I call yin, even if you are looking at women that maybe aren't the most attractive now, with a youthful woman who has yin energy, you can inspire beauty. You can inspire the kind of beauty that you really appreciate out of her. And my book breaks all that down. So yeah, really worth a read for those two kind of guys who face different kinds of problems with, very different kinds of problems with finding love, but with the right kind of strategy, it really is possible. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, author of Don't Stick Your Dick in a Blender. Looking forward to a continued conversation with you. Medi-ink's cheaper dicks, 500 megabytes in the barrios. Stretching your dollar so your life's not so tight. Ich liebe das Tempo, doch die Miete tut mir weh. This is my digital nomad report. Chasing spends a Wi-Fi of the fastest sort. Cheap and good coffee, I'll pretend it's for work. But really, I'm just another wandering jerk. Creativity pays a cold toll. In Medellin, eternal spring warms each day with salsa nights and coffee vibes and parquet at our sway. Aquí la primavera nunca se va. Berlin's multicultural, vibrant history bleeding in every corner. Museums, teaching food trucks, culture like a never-ending sermon. Whereas Medellin hums with lights, our optimism smile until late. Cable cars, friendly locals who integrate. Ich fühle mich kreativ in kühlen Berliner Herz. Birdspeaks on the ground, sleep, Uber sleeps through the night. Easy flights connect Europe when inspiration takes flight. Medellin's metro and cable cars climb hills with steady grace. Public transit golden while you chase down your next base. Mucho café y la ciudad a tus pies. This is my digital nomad report. Chasing spurs and Wi-Fi of the fastest sort. Good coffee, I'll pretend it's for work. But really, I'm just another wandering jerk. Berlin hosts startups, nomad hubs, but living costs slice deep. Medellin groups form fast, affordability helps mind sleep. Both have their magic, creative community at their core. So I hop on my journey and chase what I'm searching for. You listened all the way to the end of this dumb song. So if you're Berlin, go cold approach and you won't be cold for long. This is my digital nomad report. Chasing skirts and